adult audience. Love Line may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Love Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, it's Dr. Drew, phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. We're here in our new studios. We're at the Mother Station. We're at K-Rock tonight. And if all goes well, this will be our home for at least some months. So excuse any of the snafus that may pop up tonight.
Things seem much more serious now that we're here. I said I had a puss on when you got here. That's why I think.
Yeah, you're like a kid who crapped himself.
No, it was like that was a game face.
Yeah, well, I don't like it.
All right, I wiped it off.
I like the old sort of soft, pliable Drew, the one with the female characteristic. Me first and the Gimme Gimmes are here tonight. We got Fat Mike and Chris and Dave. Chris from the Foo Fighters and Dave and Fat Mike from
You're in the Foo Fighters, dude?
Oh, yeah. He's huge. It's already hot in here, too, which is funny. Just like, wait. David's from the band, Lagwagon. Oh, I'm sorry. I screwed that up. I had no effects written here. All right, I'm cool now. This is a new studio.
Let's keep things serious, too, all right?
Oh, we got to get you. And we call them.
No, they got them.
We call them cans in the business.
Here they come.
Yeah. CD's called Take a Break, and it's pretty much, it's all covers, right?
We are a cover band.
No, so you, but as a cover band, do you have to cover?
That's a really good question, Drew. I'm not Drew, you're Adam.
Yeah, but that's all right. I mean,
this studio is not just screwing us up.
That's all right.
The band's all screwed up.
Actually, you guys sit in the opposite places. So.
Yeah, we got it. We got our everything's turned around. But we're gonna get into our game here in a second.
We'll never write our own song.
All right, good. And what about does it cost a lot to cover? If you release it on a CD?
No, you pay the artist 8 cents per pop. That's not so bad.
So 8 cents per unit sold
per song. Yeah,
per one that you sell or one that you produce.
One that we sell, it's 8 cents a piece for each song. So you know, we're giving dozens of dollars away to these people.
Yeah, that doesn't. It seems like you'd have to give. I would have thought they could negotiate what they want. Like if you wanted a Lionel Richie song, you'd talk to Lionel Richie and he'd tell you what he wanted to sell it for. But it's just 8 cents per. All right.
Now you're allowed to cover any song you like.
Oh, well, good times. We're going to hear something off the new CD tonight. Before we do that, I found a tarantula in my driveway today.
Nice.
Yeah.
The new house or the...
Old house.
Wow.
The one I live in. I had a little showdown with nature today.
Yeah.
I came out in the morning. I looked down. There's a tarantula at the foot of my stairs. I'd never seen a tarantula where I live.
Were we talking about those at one point?
No.
No.
Okay. Well, we're talking about it now.
All right.
Saw a tarantula at the foot of the stairs, then looked across and saw this coyote staring at me in the street. It was like some kind of nature showdown. And the coyote was all diseased and looked like its hair had fallen out.
Nice.
Needed to be put down. And the tarantula was curled up and on its back like it was dead. And I poked it with a stick and it came back alive. I got it at home now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Your wife must love that.
I didn't tell her about it. Because you know what? I've realized women they're like kids in that they don't need to know everything. You know what I mean? Like, you don't got to sit down with your four-year-old and go, there's a group called Al-Qaeda, and they hate Americans, and so they're going to attempt to blow us up and kill us through suicidal, homicidal. You don't need to do that with them, and you don't need to talk to your wife about having a tarantula.
Just for yucks, you put it in a jar?
I put it in a bucket.
Bucket. And where is that bucket?
It's in the garage.
Garage, not in the bedroom or anything.
No.
No, okay.
No. And I'm not sure what it needs. Like, I put a little water in the bucket, but what it, I don't know what
lettuce?
Tarantulas eat.
I don't know. Corn?
No. Well, once they taste human blood, then they become... No, I don't know what they... I think they eat crickets.
Oh, yeah.
Crickets, by the way, somebody told
Universal
me.
Universal
if you can't think of something... Like, if you got an uncle coming in from out of town, you're not sure if he likes Italian or Thai food, you just give him crickets. Apparently, crickets is the universal food.
You should see the tarantula molt. That's a good time.
Well, how does that work?
I don't know, but suddenly it looks like there's two tarantulas. Because
their
whole body comes off their body.
Wow. Yeah.
Is that when they're growing?
They just grow one time.
Oh, it's just one time.
They just grow. Their skin all comes off, and it looks like a tarantula.
Left behind.
Yeah.
And what do they eat? You don't know?
I don't know. Crickets.
All right. We got to get some crickets. So, Drew. Crickets. Yeah. What are you doing here? You ready to go?
Yeah. It does a yellow slip there.
Oh, look at that. All right, now I'm going to press seven.
Yeah.
We never used seven before.
Yeah.
Hey, Mary.
Mary Carey?
And listen, if your name's Mary Carey, I just want the Mary on here. What do I got to make an ass of myself?
I don't know what just happened. Turn around.
Hey, Mary.
You're on radio, Mary. Come on.
Kick it out. Try six. Put her on F10.
And by the way, Drew.
Yeah.
Could we have gotten out of the gate and just gotten a clean call?
No.
Would have been impossible.
Impossible.
It would have been mathematically impossible for us to press a person, have a lucid person on their line. Instead, we had to hear them talking.
and from a car phone.
Yeah, it would be impossible because then it couldn't be.
It wouldn't be Loveline.
Yeah, when we would be telling a story a year from now, oh, when we moved to the new studio, it was so bumpy, we're having trouble getting our bearings straight and stuff. Oh, yeah, but the first caller worked out fine.
No, that could never happen.
It's cosmically has to be someone who doesn't know we're talking to them.
Why is the car phone, too? Why the car phone? Can you pull over? Yeah. It's 15 minutes of fame. Pull over.
I'm done with that. I just want to know why cosmically, once the ball gets rolling in a certain direction, it must continue on that course.
Yes.
It was impossible for this person to hear us now.
Mm-hmm.
And Drew, how many times has this happened that we punch up the first call and we heard them but they couldn't hear us?
Never.
That's
rarely. Rarely.
All right. But now, here's the beauty of me. I'm going back.
Okay.
Mary?
I can hear him talking about me, I think.
Mary.
It's like one of those ones where you think you're hung up the phone, but you're actually leaving your friend a message talking smack about him.
Yes. Where are we, Drew?
F6.
You
want to
go six?
Yeah.
All right. You don't have to put the F part, by the way, in front of
that. Five or six. All right. Stacey.
Yes.
There we go. Whoa.
And here's the other thing that's amazing. It's not that anything doesn't work in the line.
It's just sketchy, these mics.
It's just her.
Go ahead, Stacey.
Hi. First, I want to say, how was your trip on La Brea today?
Trip on La Brea?
Yeah. Was it absolutely empty?
It was me. I took a trip on La Brea today. It was excellent.
What?
We went to the tar pits. We goofed around. It's good.
Did you really go to the tar pits?
Mom, no, I'm
just hear me complaining about that.
I'm trying to work with this here.
Wait, Stacey, did you hear Adam complaining about getting lost on La Brea Boulevard?
Yes, I did.
They heard us talking here when we were off the air.
Yeah, it was really creepy. It was really creepy.
So what's your question about
tarantulas? You came in here complained about how you got lost in La Brea.
Right, so we're like on the air, you mean?
We were in the phones, I guess.
Yes, you were on the phone. I could hear everything you said.
Okay.
It was very nice.
Okay, Stacey.
Okay, could just get to the goddamn question.
Let's tarantula talk.
Yeah, okay. Or what did tarantulas eat?
1, 2, 3, 4.
I have no idea.
All right.
You could probably give him a cricket, and it would be okay.
Bye.
All right, stop talking and tell us your question.
Okay,
all at the same time.
Is, I have been with my boyfriend for about 2.5 years. And for probably about the last year, I have had absolutely no sexual desire towards him whatsoever.
Hmm.
And, you know, first I blamed it on work and changed my work and blamed it on this and I changed that and nothing has changed the fact at all.
Is it just directed towards him?
Yes.
So you're interested in other guys, just not him.
All right, break up.
Yeah, pretty much.
Is there something wrong with the relationship?
Well, there's lots of things now that, like, he doesn't shower every day, which is kind of creepy. And
yeah. Big Mike.
Big Mike,
if that was a problem, Mike would never have sex.
Yeah, I'm on
ever.
The once-a-week schedule.
Ooh.
It works okay.
Yo.
Yeah, that's not very good.
Okay. I have Eastern European blood, so
he's
it's okay.
He's getting clipped.
Yeah, well, that means he doesn't smell.
He's
like.
Getting clipped.
Yeah. All right, what else doesn't he do? Or does he do?
He has, like, absolutely no ambition. He works at a retail place for, like, seven years.
He sounds like a catch.
What do you do?
I do the same thing, but I'm going to.
So what's your ambition?
I'm going to be a physical therapist, and that is what I'm in school for.
Well, maybe he's going to be an astronaut or a great surgeon.
Pirate.
Just a late bloomer.
Pirate, yeah.
Just a late bloomer.
Yeah, okay. Well, dump him if you don't like
Why'd
him.
Why'd you get married in the first place?
We're not married.
They're married.
That's the problem. You need to get married.
Didn't you say married?
I didn't hear married.
No, boyfriend for 2.5 years.
Yeah, 2.5 years. We just
bought a house. Broke. It's done.
Well, maybe you're done.
You're done.
Well, nothing wrong with being done with a relationship.
Yeah,
I mean, you're not going on the same life paths, not what you want from a guy. That's okay.
Between the lines, you didn't say you didn't like girls, though, when you were asked that question.
Oh,
right?
No.
Big Mike's looking for the long fly ball here.
Yeah.
No, sorry, Mike.
It's a noble cause.
All right, Stacey. The only thing my mother with is me first and the gimme gimmies.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what we're trying to do is bridge the generation gap.
It is wonderful.
How old are you, Stacey?
I'm
24.
23. Yeah,
that's 24. Great.
Kids can listen to us with their parents. It's a good time.
You know, this is the only band I've ever been in that my parents like.
It's
unbelievable.
You're the only one.
Yeah.
Wow. Really?
It's weird.
Yeah. No, not Foo Fighter guys?
They've never seen them.
Yeah, because they don't know those songs, you know?
No, all right.
They know all these songs.
But Stacey, look, the relationships run their course, and I was going to ask her if it was one of her first ones. But sometimes early on in your sort of relationship career, you really don't know when it's winding down. You don't know how to end it. But whatever, you know, this has been winding down for quite some time, and one of the characteristics of ending a relationship early on is you let it drag on forever, and you don't know how to end it, and that's what's going on here.
Yeah. It's really, it's like they say, you know, it's tough. It's like killing your first victim. That's tough. That's tough. Then it gets easier.
But once you taste human blood.
Once you taste human blood, it gets easier.
Like the tarantula.
And then you get to the point where you enjoy it. And that's kind of, I turn the corner with that. But it's
different. Thank you,
Hemingway. You're killing, the first hooker's tough. Cynthia? I mean, Sylvia?
Yeah.
Sylvia?
Yes.
You're 25.
Uh-huh.
What's up?
Hello, who am I talking to?
Oh, please, just ask a question. And Drew, have we ever had anyone say who
no.
I talking to either?
I'm sorry.
Why does everyone have to act like we're in a new studio? Can't we just act like we're in a new studio? Who am I talking to?
It's been a long time, but I have two questions.
Yeah.
Okay, the first question is, can my relationship be saved, or not relationship, can a relationship be saved if I have three kids with my ex-mate? And it hasn't worked out. We haven't been together for about a year, a little over a year, but, I mean, there's, like, fidelity issues and trust. Can it be saved if we go to counseling and stuff like that?
Well, it actually can be in most cases. It requires a high level of something we'd call commitment, that
right?
You really have to both commit and be willing to hang in through whatever comes up in the course of therapy and be willing to work on this on behalf of the kids, for God's sakes.
Yes, yes, definitely.
Yeah, okay. But what happened? Was he on drugs or something?
No, we were together from a young age, and in the beginning, he was the one that was not faithful when we were
young. Right,
so he's the infidel.
But on the other hand, you were very, very young, and this is one of the reasons, A, not to have kids at a very young age, B, not to get married at a very young age.
Right. I had to learn that the hard way, unfortunately. Now,
all right, but now you have three kids. On behalf of them, how about trying to work it out? But
yes.
Well, that's what she wants to do.
Yeah, well, is
yelling at her.
No, is he as into it as she is? Is he willing to commit himself?
Yeah, because actually about a little over a year and a half ago when we did break up, I was the one that I was angry over a lot of things that he thought was over from when we were younger, so I became the unfaithful person.
Mm.
And that's why we're not together right now.
Well, you're young.
True. Let me ask you, so many relationships are screwed up by these horrible memories of the past, that the chick sleeps with your best friend.
Oof.
You screw around with, you know, she catches you blowing your neighbor or something like that. Hypothetically.
Yeah.
Is there any kind of mind scrambling we can use just to get rid of the past? You know, just an electroshock or some sort of
EMDR.
Just something. I mean, can we just put someone into a coma for a few moments just to kind of, shake their head like an Etch-a-Sketch?
You know,
so they come back and they just see a person they're attracted to without all the baggage of the past?
That's what time and maturity is supposed to create. And also, again, these other lives you have that you're responsible for that you should be willing to commit
definitely.
On behalf of.
Definitely, but I mean...
All right, but, you know, I was kind of... See, I was hoping that someone was snorting heroin or something because...
You treat that.
Then you can... There's something to quit.
Yeah.
Like, okay, if he can put down the crack pipe, then maybe you too can... And if he's serious about putting down the crack pipe this time, but there's nothing to put down, really.
As far as we can tell.
These two are just kind of going at it.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's really the unfaithful part anymore because I think we're both over that. It's more the trust part now. And the hurt that's still left there.
Yeah, but
I think that's more of...
Go to therapy. Therapy is always a good idea.
Yeah.
I went to therapy with an old girlfriend, and we broke up at the first therapy session.
Really?
And the therapist said, after 45 minutes of us, you know, yelling, why are you together?
Yeah.
And we had no reason.
Yeah,
wow.
There you go.
But it helps.
It works.
But it helps, and then I got a successful relationship.
But that's a good therapist.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like a mechanic going, like, free brake inspection, then going, I don't see anything wrong with this.
Yeah.
You happy motoring. You know what I mean?
Well, like, in their case, it was like,
no money in it.
Hey, I can't fix this. Just chuck the whole thing. Put this in the trash bin.
No, but most therapists are trying to milk that for a couple of sessions at least.
Yeah. Keep you coming back a little bit.
Yeah, we're going to have to double down.
I don't know.
Yeah, we're going to have to stretch this into a three-hour
session.
So
we must have really been bad off for him to give us that
clarity.
I have another idea. Possibly it was the hygiene practice. Was it a small office?
That's a small office.
Yeah, Mike walked in. He's like, it's nothing you do to save the relationship.
You guys got to go several ways.
Yeah. Hey, let's hear a CD. How about that?
A CD?
Who's playing that CD? I want to hear the whole goddamn CD.
I just like to preface this song by saying, yeah, get ready for a big disappointment.
Yeah, what are we going to hear off of Take a Break, by the way?
It's the R. Kelly song, I Believe I Can Fly.
Oh, I love that song.
No, you don't.
Oh, yeah, you do. Why not?
Here it is.
Bring it. First in the Gimme Gimmes, Fat Mike's here along with Chris and Dave, and that is Take a Break is the name of the CD. We'll hear something else off it. They only do covers. They're a cover band, so by law, they cannot do original material. And not only their own original material, do not try to solicit them original material, even if it's top-notch material.
Don't bother.
They're a cover band.
Nope.
And they took an oath to coverage.
You know, this is the first album we made that the label actually rejected.
Yeah, we did.
Because Mike owns the label.
This is true.
What happened?
People at the label just didn't like it very much, and they told me, this is your worst album. And
we had to go in and record some more songs.
But they're right, and actually it still is our worst album. But it's better. Now it's pretty good. It used to be pretty bad.
I don't know. I mean, you know, from that R. Kelly cut I heard. I mean, I smell platinum.
We're a pretty terrible band, so. You know.
I don't know, and I don't agree with that. Drew, do you agree with that?
Don't agree with that.
Thank all you guys. Right, you guys are really supportive.
Oh, gee, yeah. Shucks.
It's so sincere.
You're
with
the
Drew
best.
Goes, don't agree with that.
I was just kidding. Anyway, we are one of the greatest bands. Yeah.
No, I agree with
Drew,
that.
Drew, do you agree?
I
with
agree
that?
With that.
Tried to run the
that.
Humble thing, but
let's tease a call.
You all right? Well, who, Drew, you should
I'm gonna try this. I'm gonna try. I had the sticker up there. Mary Carey.
Yes. Hello.
Hey, there we go.
We can hear you.
She's back.
I know. Sorry about not pulling over. I got to get back to L.A., though, by Wednesday, and I'm in St. Louis, so I'm just driving.
St. Louis? You're driving from St. Louis?
No. No, I'm not. I actually live in L.A., but I was in Rochester, New York for a store signing, then Columbus, Ohio for a feature dance booking, and now I got to get back to L.A. for this like silly little Playboy show.
Are you a porn star or something?
What do you do?
Yes, I do porn movies. That was my question, was I was in a relationship for 2 years before I started doing movies.
Hold on. Hang on, you know what it's like driving a pink Miata from St. Louis to L.A.?
From Rochester.
Oh, my God.
That's pain.
That is horrible.
No, but it's actually a big van with, like, tons of stuff. I used to fly everywhere, and I got so sick of flying because I always had, like, movies with me to give out as a bookings and chains and whips. And at the airport, you know, I always had to give free stuff away and just, you know, getting harassed. So I decided I'm going to drive.
Do they let whips through airports? Is that considered a weapon?
You know, if you check it through, but not if you try to carry it on. If you try to carry on, they confiscate it. I like toy
hands. It's going to get a little harder.
Why fly 3.5 hours to St. Louis when you take a lovely 26-hour drive?
Yeah, it's easy.
It's not that bad.
Yeah, so are you in St. Louis right now?
Yes, I am. I actually
And you're driving toward Los Angeles?
Driving towards LA. I know I can do
okay,
it.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to meet you in Baker in about 14 hours. I'll be standing by the huge thermometer.
Yeah, it's not a bad drive. I've done it before, so.
Okay. All right. And how many hours out do you think you are?
I think I am about 27 hours away. And, well, my boyfriend's driving, though. We have a bed in the back, so, like, he drives for 10 hours. I drive for 1 hour. He drives for 10 hours. I drive for 1 hour. So.
Pretty fair.
That's a good deal for this relationship Drew has.
How much crystal meth have you been doing on this little drive?
You know, I take Xenogen, those diet pills. That's it. And it keeps us awake. And
all right. So what's the question?
That's the Ma Wang, right? That's the stuff that's killing people.
You know, I think they kill people when they take too many and they don't drink water and they're exercising. Like, if you take it properly and drink the water you're supposed to with it and,
you know,
if
you're a physician or a porn star and you know how to take medication, that's a different situation. These guys are a bunch of high schoolers.
Yeah, Fedra is potentially dangerous, but go ahead.
I know it is dangerous, but I just think people take it wrongly, but that wasn't my
problem. And by the way, your body does convert it directly to speed, so it actually works like amphetamine.
Mary,
really?
I don't want to dwell on the morbid, but have a camera ready in case you feel like you're going down from the ephedra and you can go out with a snuff film.
Oh, God.
I mean, why not leave a legacy and a couple extra bucks in your boyfriend's pocket, too?
Well, he takes more than I do. I'm just kidding. We take the recommended dosage. Oh, gosh.
All right, now we got to take a break.
Yeah.
Okay. So hold on.
Don't go anywhere.
I won't.
Head towards LA.
Keep driving toward L.A., all right?
Okay, I'll be there soon.
No, wait, hold on. We're going to talk to you.
We got to talk to you.
Yeah, I know. I have my questions still.
All right, okay. Hold on. We got to take a commercial break.
All right. Me first and the Gimme Gimmes are here. We'll hear something else off the new CD, Take a Break, and we'll be right back after this. Love line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Me first and the Gimme Gimmes are here. That'd be Dave and Chris and Fat Mike. And they are a cover band. Yeah. We're going to hear something else off of their new CD. Drew, am I right about covering music?
Yeah.
Drew, you tell me if I say something wrong about this band. They're young, they're hip, they're fresh.
They're good-looking kids.
You just said a lot of wrong things.
We won an award for being the best cover band in San Francisco.
Really?
You know, what tells you. Yeah, what can you say?
Wow. Better than Wild Child?
Faux Shizzle.
How many other cover bands are there? I don't know.
Well, there's tribute Super bands, Diamond. But that's different.
Right,
yeah,
right.
I've seen Super Diamond. I saw the Van Halen cover band.
Atomic Punks,
which is confusing to me. Like, shouldn't you pick a Van Halen song or call yourself, like, Hot for Teacher or something? You know, if you're a Van Halen cover band, Punks.
That's a Van Halen song.
It is?
Off the first album, Atomic Punk.
It is.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Well, then I'm right and wrong.
Faced. Yeah. You were faced.
Yeah, but I'm right in theory.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a victory in theory, I'm just retarded in the research department.
Right. That's all right, Adam.
No.
You had it going on. Well, really
let
good.
Me say this. Shouldn't they play the song on the radio that you cover? Mm-hmm. Shouldn't a DJ like myself know the name? Okay. Atomic Punk is a Van Halen song. Anyway, smart to name themselves the Atomic Punks.
Instead of Jump.
Yeah. All right. Listen, I stand corrected. Where are we going here?
Mary Carey.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about her.
No.
I just hit seven.
F7.
Oh, what'd I do? Hit
here
this
we go.
Seven?
Yes, yeah.
All right.
How could you forget about me? My feelings are hurt.
No one forgets.
All right. What's up?
Because we can't see her. Yeah. About her.
Well, my question was, for the first 2 years I was with my boyfriend, before I got into porn, I was happy, you know, just having sex with him. And I, you know, we had brought a few girls home, but, like, it was, like, once or twice. And then after doing movies for about a year, now I'm, like, I always want to bring other girls home. And I'm into, like, a lot rougher sex at home and everything. And what I was wondering was that caused by doing porn and now I'm getting bored? Or if this is something that would have happened naturally anyways? Like, would I have always wanted to be with other girls and be with lots of different people? Or was there, like, porn caused?
You probably would have wanted to be chaotic, and you would have wanted to up the ante as you went along and got a little deeper in your pathology. So you just keep going, whatever it is.
Did you say that? Or was that
yeah,
me?
That was me.
That's
same
true.
Guy I knew about the Atomic Punks.
Normal. Like, I don't think I'll ever. I keep picturing, like, a couple of years from now, or maybe like 10 years from now, when I'm not doing movies and stuff. And
no,
like,
but listen, why should I don't speak porn star?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, baby, you got to take a chill pill. See?
I didn't speak that
language. We had a breakthrough.
Mary Carey, this is in response to some trauma you've had in your past, you see. And you need that
you
kind of casting.
So? I don't know.
Absolutely. Listen, that's how it works. And it's the arousal you need and the chaos you need. It's all something that you keep escalating in response to some wiring that got put there a long, long time ago.
Anything happened, Mary, in the past?
You know, well, my parents are both retarded, and then my grandparents
really?
Raised me, and my grandpa died
they're
when I was
literally, because my parents are figuratively retarded.
Yeah, no, I took my mom up on Howard Stern.
But they're not literally retarded. Your parents
no, my
are literally retarded?
Date with Gary. Yeah, she's schizophrenic, and then she has some other sort of brain damage. She was adopted by my grandparents, so no one really knows, but yeah, she's actually, I mean, she considers herself, she says she is schizophrenic with brain damage, but, you know.
Right. And dad was
retarded. My dad was retarded. And
mentally retarded.
Yeah, mentally retarded.
So he was deficient, intellectually deficient.
I think you got some good genes. Did you sound okay?
Yeah.
How funny.
What's that, Mary?
I'm gifted. My IQ is 131.
Yeah, but you're saying dad was intellectually impaired.
Yeah, he was pulled out by the forceps when he was born, so he was always like, I know, like, you know, because my parents got divorced when I was
forceps,
little.
I was an ether baby. So.
Mary Carey, you see, you know, you're confusing schizophrenia with mental retardation already.
Drew, please, she's gifted.
Yeah.
She knows. she thinks people who stutter are retarded, like, clinically. You know what I mean?
All right. The deal is, just having a schizophrenic or a schizoid mom can impair you substantially in terms of your ability to make attachments, and God knows what you were sort of, what chaos you were sort of exposed to before the grandparents sort of picked you up. And
well, no, my grandparents took me when I was 3 months old, though.
I understand. There's 3 months there where something might have gone terribly, terribly wrong. And how were the grandparents?
Well, you know, they were wonderful. I mean, I went to a private school, you know, ballet, very strict. And then my grandpa died when I was 16. And my grandma now, I just had to put her into a nursing home. She has Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. But I've been taking care of her for the last couple of years. I even brought her to porn conventions and stuff. But then it was getting to be like, she was getting too much.
Hey, someone's got to pass the hat during the simulated love act.
It's Vegas. It's Vegas. Like, you know, it's a good time.
Adult protective services.
There's bingo there. It's okay for old people.
Oh, my God.
I think you're on the right track, Mary. Sounds like you're having a good time.
Good.
You may want to settle down a couple years down the, you know, down the
How's
road.
How's your boyfriend?
Right now?
How's your boyfriend?
He hates porn.
Yeah.
He thinks it's got my mind. He thinks I'm a pervert and then it's horrible. In fact, as I drove through St. Louis, I saw a sign that said, what did it say? He's going to call it pornography ruins lives and all this stuff. But he hates it. He thinks it's really bad. And you know, sometimes he calls me a dirty whore and stuff. But
it sounds hot.
Oh, that's cool.
That's kind of how he says
that's,
it,
that's
though,
just
you know?
Pillow talk.
Yeah.
No, it's not pillow talk. Yeah. It's like, I can't believe you did that. You're a dirty whore. Kinda
have
like
you
that,
ever thought of getting treatment?
For being a dirty whore?
Yeah.
Whatever.
You know, I was thinking about, I was recently thinking about it because I'm, you know, having a hard time dealing with my grandma now, and everything. Like, I want to know
about you bringing her to the porn conventions.
You know, I brought her to AdultCon. It was just a small one in L.A. I did it for my website, which is Mary Carey.
What was she doing? What did your grandmother do?
She just sat there in a MaryCarey.com shirt and slept in her wheelchair. Because, you know, she wasn't a nurse. Really, and all they did was
she's got Alzheimer's. She doesn't really remember it anyway, right? Yeah. So no harm done.
You put a Mary Carey bumper sticker on her bag.
On her forehead.
T-shirt.
Wow.
I'm a colostomy. And she's just in her wheelchair wearing one of your shirts, huh?
Yeah, because I figure she'd rather sit in a convention than just sit in the nursing home. Like, the nursing home was so mean to her. All I did was give her sleeping pills all day. She lost her leg muscles. She just totally atrophied, lost 20 pounds. So I was like, I'm sick of this. I'll take care of her myself.
My
boyfriend takes care of her a lot. Like, sometimes if I have to go to a shoot, he'll take care of her.
She knows what you do for a living.
She's demented.
Right?
What is
she has dementia. It doesn't register with her what you do?
No, she doesn't have any clue. A couple of years ago, she was a little better because she also went on the Howard Stern show, and she could talk a little bit, but she hasn't known who I was for 3 years.
Wait a second.
She hasn't
been with Stern. All right.
She doesn't know anything.
Is she in the car with you now?
Mary,
no,
she's filming? Like vacation.
What?
She's strapped to the bumper next to a deer.
Mary Carey, there's a institution out in Torrance called the Del Amo Treatment Center that specializes in the things that you have.
Crash your van
so
into
on
it.
The way in. Yeah.
Just drive Stop straight there. In. Drive okay. right like Schwarzenegger in Terminator 1. Just right through the front doors.
Okay. Del Amo Treatment Center. Your boyfriend, take notes there. Okay?
Well, what kind of treatment is it for?
Well, it's complicated. For your behaviors, for your judgment, for the trauma you've had, the ability to attach effectively to people and not need such high levels of arousal in order to feel connected to somebody else.
I'll tell you something, we've never
had something like this before, but I have grave concerns about the mistreatment of the elderly here. I mean, this is an adult protective service issue.
She put a pink T-shirt on with the
like I said, she
logo and
at the nursing home. She her soul and her dignity were preserved. Lost her muscle tone.
She loves her Nana.
I know she does, but her judgment is seriously impaired.
It's a little off.
Nana, you're in charge of the Chewy condoms. only one per customer. And if they don't buy tape, they don't get a condom. And if we have to have this conversation again, I'm rolling you into the gay porn section, okay? Thank you. Now I'm going to put the locks on the wheel so you don't go anywhere. I'm going to put the club on the wheel. Jesus Christ.
Go to line 4 or 5 or 6.
Hey, Drew, what about retardation, though? Like, what is the clinical definition for being retarded? Just basic run-of-the-mill retardation.
It's an IQ issue, as I understand it.
So really?
Yeah, about 60?
I think it's 60, yeah.
60?
Yeah.
When I get a 91. Yeah. I swear to God, I took a test. My wife told me to take a test 3 weeks ago on the computer. I got 91.
Woo, you win.
Yeah, but that's 50% more than a retard.
Yeah, there you go.
And listen, I should get 3 points for knowing it's 50%. 50.5% or something.
Yeah.
91. How dare you?
How dare me? You took the test.
Yes, Brad. You're the man.
I'm the man. Huh?
Brad?
Yeah, Drew, Adam. Just wanted to thank you guys for letting me get on the show.
Sure.
And Fatty and the Band, what's going on?
Hey, Fatty and the Band.
I love Fat Mike. He's my god.
Oh, he's our god, too.
You definitely.
He's the reason I play bass right now, so I wanted to thank him for that first of all.
Thanks, dude.
I wanted to know how you guys felt about pirating music on the internet.
Oh, bad for us, but what can you do? I don't care. I'm all for it.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say I'm all for it because it doesn't really matter what I say. But all the bands and all friends' bands sell a lot less records.
Do you make a lot less money? Everyone's seen that? I mean, everyone feels it,
especially in the independent music industry.
Really,
where we all see royalties.
The royalties
don't disappear.
What's the caller do for a living?
I'm unemployed.
Okay,
well that's the thing about that whole debate.
That's what'll do to us if you keep.
Right.
Keep pirating, but then we'll be
able to move in with you at your mom's place.
Right.
Outside of a lot of major label bands never see royalties. We actually see royalties, and we see our royalties diminish every year because of the internet.
And I went out and I bought it.
Oh, thank you.
You bought the CD?
Yes.
What a breath.
After downloading a few songs.
All right. Well, there's a case where maybe it does work.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, all right, so let's talk about this for a second because you know, people, we've had different different bands have had different said different things. I think they all basically want to say that people should pay for their music, and I don't think that makes you a poser or the man if you say that. I mean, anything you create, and if you create it because that's your livelihood, then somebody should pay for it. I mean, it doesn't really matter whether it's a song or painting or whether you're polishing belt buckles. It doesn't matter. You're working.
At the same time, though, you can understand why kids do download it, because
absolutely,
they, you know, why would you pay $25 for a CD? That's just ridiculous.
And I guess the question is like when VCRs came out, I think the movie industry thought they're never gonna. Drew punched a mic for the first time at the new studio, by the way.
It's a maiden voyage.
Mark the time. 10:39 and 46 seconds, Drew. Put that up on the wall. So here's the thing. Like, they thought this would kill the movie industry, and it didn't kill the movie industry. And there's other examples of things, pieces of technology that I think industries thought, this is initially going to screw us, we're done, we're out of business, and it turned out that it just ended up getting bigger.
There's a big difference, though. People will go to see a movie. You go to a theater, you get to see a big movie.
Right.
CD is just a CD.
Maybe it'll increase the going to live music.
But it does, allegedly. The bottom line is people think, and a lot of people, their attitudes are, well, music should be free, blah, blah, blah.
Kids are growing up thinking it should be free.
But it costs money to make music. It costs money to make a CD. It costs money to do all the things that to put a CD out.
Yeah.
And the bands... it's like, this is what we do for a living. I mean, if you're a carpenter, and I was one once, I didn't work for free. I didn't expect to go to the job, and I just, I just decided.
You did work for free tonight, though, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Put it from shelving tonight.
I love you.
Sorry. Really?
But
yeah, well, that's true. I mean, but see, people have this thing, if something in the air,
right,
it's free. Like, if you can figure out a way to steal satellite, no problem, because it's in the air, it's around you anyway, you should be able, you just got an antenna that you can absorb it.
It's owed to them like music should be, and then there's, you know, the attitude like, well, then why should, you know, I should
but
have it.
Just be nice, be a good citizen. If you can't afford it, so download it. If you can afford it, spend the money. You could go to a public library and get any book for free.
Yeah.
But if you want your own book and you want to support the author.
That's a good philosophy.
We got to go to break, but I was just thinking that it's an interesting thing, and this is like the first generation has to deal with this, that in the past, any kind of thievery was just physically taking something and taking it away from another person. It was a physical object, and whether it was money, jewelry, or a car, or a horse, or whatever it was, when you stole, you stole. Now, for the first time, we have to think about stealing things that can't be seen.
Right, in order to make us to highlight it, we've had to create a glamorous word for it. Piracy.
It's felt lit, but piracy. It's felt by others.
Yeah.
It's felt across the board.
I just wonder, years from now, 50 years from now, when we understand that this is a common form of thieving and it has its own sort of negative...
It's an ethical, legal,
whatever. I think right now... We're just used to, it ain't stealing. Like, it's not stealing the way we're used to stealing.
Right.
Maybe future generations will get used to that.
Yeah.
I hope my kids don't, though. I want them ripping this stuff off.
That's good.
All right, let's take ourselves a little break. Me first and Gimme Gimme's here. You can buy their CD, take a break, and not steal it. And besides, you wouldn't get all the good cover art and all that kind of stuff. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Me first and the Gimme Gimmes are here. Pat, Mike, Chris, and Dave, all here from the band. Take a break. Name of the CD. We're going to see if we can get some calls in for we got to go to break. I got to find a clock that's not directly behind me, Drew. Ooh, that one.
The one that's directly in front of you, man?
Oh, shut up, Drew.
Where is this clock?
And Drew speaks. It could be no more in front of you.
Drew, seriously, that's at about 11 o'clock. I mean, if
you look at the band,
if 12 is straight ahead,
as you're sitting, you're right.
If Dave is straight ahead, that's about 11:30. That is not right in front of me. All right, let's go to the phones and speak to Sarah. Sarah, 22?
My name's Sarah.
You're Sarah?
Yep.
That's right. All right. So from here on in, I'll call you Sarah.
Cool.
All right. That'll be your new name.
Great.
Code name Sarah.
Whatever the opposite drug of ephedrine is.
Right. And here we go.
Sarah seems
to be. Next call. Adam, next call.
All right. Sarah.
22.
Yep. All right. What's up?
All right. I've been married for 2 years. I have 3 kids. And I recently found out my husband cheated on me.
Is that? Okay.
And I was wondering if you recommend a divorce.
Who did you cheat with?
Who did you cheat with?
Who did you cheat with? Sarah, who did you cheat with?
Oh, who did he cheat with? I don't know her. Just she can't be from his work. I think he must have met her like in a coffee shop or something.
Isn't this
and
our
I think
buddy that
mainly
does
a business? Sex relationship.
Mm-hmm. Isn't this our buddy mm-hmm. does?
When did you find out about it?
I found out 3 months ago, and I confronted
How'd it make you
him
feel?
A month ago.
How'd it make you feel?
I've been kind of. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. I can barely hear you. You're very. Quiet.
I can barely hear. You. Okay, Sarah.
Yes.
I'm gonna call you Sarah.
Cool.
Your husband cheated.
Yes, he did.
How'd you find out?
A friend of his kind of told me, like, inadvertently a few months ago, and I confronted him a month ago.
This is our buddy that does the voice.
Really?
Yeah.
Drew's good at this. Drew's very good at this. Sarah, what was her, what the hell was her name?
Melanie? Melinda or something?
Melinda or something? Yeah. Is this our serial bogus caller?
Excuse me?
Are we boring you?
No, I'm just exhausted. I have a 9-month-old baby. Come on.
You have a 9-month? You're old? What do you have? What do you have? What do you do?
Nothing. I have to take care of kids.
No. You do?
How old are your kids?
My oldest is 5.
And the middle?
2.
And the youngest? The youngest?
9 months.
She fell asleep.
9 what?
9 months.
Okay. You have 3 kids?
Yep.
That was a horrible, horrible plan, not only for you, but for society.
I think.
What's going on? You're 22? You cranked out 3 kids?
Yeah, it was kind of a series of mistakes.
You speak like the world's most morose auctioneer.
My husband actually wanted our last baby, surprisingly. Because I got pregnant with her just a little bit after we got married, and it was kind of his idea. He was like, you know, we're finally settling down, let's have a kid. You know, I have a good job and stuff. I'm studying.
What does he do? Something involving a forklift?
He's a construction worker, but he's going to go to straight school. He's going to maybe become like a computer engineer or something.
He's going to?
Computer engineer.
Well, you go with the 3rd kid before, you know, on these plans that he might go to school one day and make a better living?
I'm an idiot, I guess. I don't know what can I say.
And he cheated, right?
Yeah.
And you want to know, should you divorce him?
Yeah, because yes. he wasn't, I thought, you know, whatever he cheated on me, we'd get through it, but he was just an ass about it.
What did he do?
He was like, you know, you haven't been giving me sex, what do you expect me to do? Because I used to kind of be like, you know, I used to want it a lot, and after my 3rd baby, like, after the baby, I've just been like, 3 months, I've been like, no, I very rarely want to do it, and I don't
get it. For the last 3 months, it's been no?
No, just ever since I've had this baby, it's just, I've had very little sex drive.
Okay. Well, let's just go on. We got to just go on damage control here. A, no more kids.
Well, I know.
Please. And try to, you know, send him to daycare and stuff and try to have as little contact with him as possible.
Oh, I'm with him all day. Well, my 5-year-old's going to go to kindergarten this year.
Dear God, no.
5-year-old what?
My 5-year-old's going to go to kindergarten this year.
Good. Send him to Switzerland to go to kindergarten.
All right. If you're a guy and you hear no for 9 months in a row, what do you do? That's the question.
Well,
you don't have kids yet. That happens commonly. Women get depressed. Women have these substantial hormone changes that can change their sex drive.
No, that's great. Drew, forced oral all the way. All the way.
And
Drew's right.
I gave him oral.
Yeah. You did?
Oh, you gave him oral.
Oh, well, then what's
that's sex?
Deal?
But I think it was a big shock to him because in my last month, the second last month of pregnancy, I was all the time I was going for it. Like all
right,
the,
which is very common.
You do any drugs?
No.
God. No?
No, I didn't. I did before I had my first child, though, in high school.
All right. All right, so no more kids. Please try not to expose the kids to all the anger and grief and weirdness between the two of you. And
if I should divorce them or not. I mean,
I would say not. On behalf of the kids, try to form a family and realize that this was something bad has happened.
Plus, you're going to hook up with a guy who's just as crappy as this idiot.
Yeah, and give us a chance.
And I just keep them going. Without the kids.
I don't know. You're angry as hell at the guy. How about a little therapy for the two of you on behalf of the kids?
You need your depression treated. You need to check out why the hormonally things are so off.
You know how horrible your family was?
Yeah.
Okay, now you're doing it again. Times 3. This is your plan? And then you can train your kids to go out and crank out a whole bunch of miserable kids in a horrible environment. This is what
no,
you want to
no,
do?
I'm stopping at three, please. I'm so proud of
you. All right. Three's a lot, though.
My mom had seven kids.
Oh, my God.
I'd like to build a time machine and put a bullet in her head.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Who's the angry one now?
I don't like these people polluting the earth. These are the people that pirate this music. All right.
Yeah,
all
with
right.
you.
Now I got
love
the pan on
my
myself.
I'm telling you, I do take care of my kids. They come
all right,
me.
Take yeah, care well, of your
create
kids.
A,
but...
Create a family. They need parents. They need stability. They need you guys not to be kicking each other's
okay.
ass.
Well, I'm doing exactly what you said. It's my plan, so.
Good. Don't be so angry at your husband. It screws the kids up. Just get some therapy. See if he can do it.
All right, and what if he doesn't go with it?
Then you can divorce him.
Okay.
If he doesn't want to get any
yeah.
help, then you can
yeah.
divorce him.
If
then
he,
then
if
it's
he won't
his
commit,
decision.
Yeah, if he won't commit, then that's it. I still think that was our bogus call.
All right, but listen, how can this country survive with all these screwed up people? Her mom had seven kids. You know, everyone's just cranking out the kids, going at it with the old man, the old lady. All right, we got to take ourselves a break. Me first, the Gimme's here. We're going to hear another song off the new CD. So get those tape recorders ready, kids.
Yep.
And we'll be right back. It's Loveline again. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Me first and the Gimme Gimmes are here. Chris, Dave, and Fat Mike all here from the band. We'll hear something else off of the Take a Break CD in just a couple of few. It'll be sometime in this next 20 minutes.
And I was just telling Adam that I was feel like I've sort of returned to Earth after having visited Mercury or something.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Phoenix this weekend. It's just so... goddamn hot.
Really?
Oof. I mean,
how
hot? 115.
Oh, my
try playing
Lord.
A show outdoors there, because that's what the warp
and nighttime, 90, 92. I was there. I played tonight.
Yeah.
That's where I live. It's hot there.
Yeah, time. His family values. He opens.
Yeah.
He's Jim Rose. It's a crazy thing where he hangs an anvil from his sack.
Yeah, every week.
Yeah, every week. You didn't know that about Drew.
And he does it
too. He's got range, this kid. So, horrible.
Yeah, incredible.
Horrible,
but I had a very pleasant and surprisingly nice Southwest experience going both ways.
Really?
Yeah. In fact, as I pulled up and checked my luggage through a guy named Serene, who was like exquisitely helpful, I tipped him and he went, oh, yeah, I was listening at the time when Adam was giving you grief for not tipping.
Yeah, well, Drew's not a big tipper.
Yeah. Give him 10 bucks.
All right, that's nice.
All right. That's pretty
tipper.
Yeah, he was mad at you for making fun of me when I handed him the money.
Southwest is a great airline, considering the fact it costs $18.75 to fly anywhere in the continental United States. It's great. Yeah. It's just you're sitting next to a guy wearing cutoff sweats, Zoris, a wife beater, and a boner because it's $8.75. That's my only thing, and my only thing is somebody's got to get a flight that goes from Burbank to Vegas with a couple, you know, get the high rollers flight in there, you know what I mean?
I'm sure
you know. I'm on the nickel slots flight, you know what I'm saying?
Flying backwards is wrong, too.
Oh, yeah, that is.
They didn't have any of those on the Phoenix flight.
Yeah, I had to set one of those before.
Yeah, with your back to the front is weird.
Yeah. That's kind of natural.
It's,
I want to see it coming.
It sucks during takeoff, too, because you're being pulled toward the guy's groin. Your head actually performed oral on a guy who was, he says he was asleep. I'm not so sure.
And then the flight attendant.
So I don't think he could be asleep. But yes, your head, you're forced to perform oral. They need a shoulder strap on those seats. The jump seats need a shoulder strap.
And the flight attendant mentioned your tirades about Southwest.
Well, that's all I got to say. Just because some broad calls in and says she's allergic to peanuts should not mean I don't get my peanuts on
I
the
got
flight.
Peanuts.
You got peanuts because some hypochondriac didn't call in and say,
I see.
On my flight,
right.
My little Joey's going to be on there. He'll go into anaphylactic shock if he smells a peanut or even sees the big planner's peanut, Mr. Peanut.
Yeah.
If he sees him, he'll go into shock, even peanut mascots. So my thing is, hey, let the kid take the bus, and I'll eat the peanuts with the grown-ups. And they're like, no, nobody can have peanuts. I like to sneak some peanuts onto a plane.
See what happens.
All right. But anyway, yes, they're good, good folks over there. Where are we, Drew?
Moving on.
Line 115 degrees. F4.
F4.
All right. You sunk my battleship, Brianna.
Brianna?
Hello?
Brianna? She's upset with me saying that kids are polluting the earth.
Which is not what you said.
Well, a little bit.
No, you said screwed up people having screwed up kids.
Yeah. I'm not buying into this whole kids are a future thing.
No, you are. That's why you're saying
future in a bad way.
They don't, either way.
Yeah, it can go south. Yeah, it could be a future. They could all be illiterate and in prison. All right, let's talk to David.
Yes.
You're 23?
Yes, sir.
What's up?
I was going to. I've been with my wife for 6 years. Been married for two. Decided that we were going to leave Dallas, go back home to McAllen. She'd go to college, and I was going to pay for it. And so I moved her, all my stuff down there. She came up for one day. She's been out for 3 weeks. She came up for one day for court. Left. On her way home, she calls me and says she wants to separate. She says she's happy with her mom.
You're throwing a lot of things in there as though we know the details. What was she? She went to college?
Yeah, she went down to go to college.
All right, and you paid for it?
I paid for a trip down there and just move all my stuff down there. And pretty much she called me and said that she wants
David, hold on a second. Now. Slow down. You paid to have her move down there?
Yeah, we were moving our stuff down there.
David, just yes or no? Okay. Yes. And how about your stuff? Did you move down there too?
Everything but my clothes and a few items.
So you're moving down there also. And she came up for court?
Yeah, she came up for a speeding ticket for one night.
Speeding ticket.
Went back.
All right, and now that she's at college, she wants to break up.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's kind of a normal thing.
Except for your wife doesn't usually go to college and get a crush on, like, her PE
coach. Yeah, I was just staying in Dallas to make some money while she got a job and got settled.
How long were you apart from her?
3 weeks.
Okay, so this is three things, or one of three
things. Well, how old is she first?
Combination. How old is she?
23.
All right.
23. Do you guys have any kids?
No.
All right, fine. So you can break up. You were too young. You got married too young.
Yeah.
And she could have met somebody.
Probably, yeah.
Do you think she did?
I doubt it, but I think most of it's her mom.
What's up with her mom?
She's dating her mom.
Oh.
Why?
No, Dave's dating her mom.
What's up with her mom?
Her mom pretty much dislikes me, and she's at the stage now where her mom and her are getting really close, and she's doing anything to please her mom. And
yeah, but all right. Hold on. I got to put it on hold for a second. It's too much gibberish coming from his camp. Yeah. Listen, and we hear this all the time. People break up with people because they don't like the people. Their parents can take a flying F 100% of the time if they're deeply in love with somebody.
Yeah. Now, in fact, that keeps them more together. It's like, I'll show my parents kind of thing.
Yeah. If the person is 14 or 15 and they're a devout Muslim and this person's a Jew and they live across the world or something, then there's some parental things. When you're 23 and you're going to college, you've been married for a few years, your mom doesn't put pressure on you so you get divorced. You're deeply in love. It's just, you know, I have a new relationship with mom, and I got to respect my elders.
Yeah.
She's out of it with this guy.
Yep.
And
there's much more here than we
David.
Know.
David.
Yes.
Now, did anything happen? You get busted for cheating?
Nothing.
There may be more than about the wife than we know, too.
But here's the thing, too. It's worse when it's nothing. You know what I mean? I mean, I've had those nothing breakups. There's nothing to correct. It's like, a baby, I promise I won't do nothing ever again, or
where's her dad?
Lives with her mom, but they're separated right now. He was actually living up here with us at the time.
Living with you, the two of you?
Yeah. He's about ready to die. He's real sick, but he wanted to be with his daughter, and he moved in with us for about a year.
She may be screwed up by a lot of things.
Did he die?
No, he's really sick, and he moved up here to be with her, to spend his last years with her. And
last years. Yeah,
he had like 2 years. They said they had 2 years to live.
What does he have?
COPD.
Yeah, but COPD is real hard to predict how long someone's going to last. So he's on oxygen now?
He's had it for like 6 years, and he has like 25% of one lung, and I don't know how much the other. He's coughing up blood every day. It's pretty bad.
People can go a long time with emphysema. A long time.
I'm not a doctor. I don't know anything about it.
You're not a doctor?
No, not yet.
What do you do?
What I do? Move furniture.
How do you do?
I can't believe she's going to leave all that behind. He's going to med school.
You go to med school, though?
Do I?
Oh, that mover's the worst job in the world.
It's easy money.
Easy money?
Oh, yeah.
Wrapping everything in bubble wrap. Only a bunch of yentas complain.
He moves narcotics is what he does.
Oh, yeah. What do you move? You move furniture, right?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Incensed by people who say, I'm not yet a doctor. Next month.
He didn't say not yet.
He did say not yet.
He was kidding. Kid's got a sense of humor, right, Dave?
Yes, sir.
All right.
We got any more porn stars on Trucker's Speed?
Yeah.
Yeah, where's
Mary, sorry, Dave. It's just it's been kind of a letdown since
Mary
Harry Carey called. Right, hey, David.
Yeah.
If she wants a divorce, you got to give her the divorce. I wouldn't blame it on the mom. I would blame it on her, and I would blame it on you guys being early. You guys got together a little too early in life.
Okay.
She's falling out of love. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're gonna have to move on. That's why I get the big bucks,
everybody.
Guys,
you might drop trowel.
Yeah, this close. All right, so there's nothing. There's nothing you can do. She's done. She moved away. She's tired. And good, by the way, I'm completely fine with this. You marry your high school sweetheart. You don't have any kids. You guys grow apart in your early 20s, and you get a quick divorce. There's nothing to whack up. There's no house. There's no kids. There's no nothing. So. You just go your separate
ways.
And
he's a mover, too. He's a mover.
So he's a mover.
Get out of there.
Right.
Quick.
Yeah. Just put a furniture pad around his heart and move on.
Good luck, Dave.
Katie?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yeah.
Oh. Are you saying yes?
Yes.
Okay. What's up?
Well, okay. I'm kind of dating a guy in England that I met online.
Uh-huh.
And I've never technically had a boyfriend. So
Katie, have you technically seen this guy?
No.
You've never seen this guy?
No.
So technically...
Jesus.
We have no idea if this is even a guy.
Exactly. Let me explain how my mind works. I'm like, I met a guy on the internet. Okay, 160 pounds. He's in England. Oh, we're at 185 now. Not technically ever had a girl. 428 pounds.
All right.
I'm a virgin. 576. I play the tuba in the marching band. Oh, we're at 822 pounds. We're getting near.
He asked, what are you wearing?
Katie.
You get to tell your friend you're dating a guy from England, though. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. How much do you weigh?
Actually, I don't say that.
Are you a big gal?
No.
No? Well, how much do you weigh?
What are we talking?
160.
160. How tall?
About 5'7".
5'7". Let me do the radio math here. 5'7". I got 5'4 7/8", 181. No? Okay. Are you disabled?
No.
Nothing wrong. All right. How about a boyfriend stateside?
I don't know. There's something wrong with them.
Yeah.
All of them.
All of them. 170 million guys you have to choose from here in the United States. I've had a problem with the majority of them myself.
Yeah, it's just a point, I guess.
And not all of them, but maybe about 128 million. Okay, so when are you going to see this bloke?
probably, like, October.
October.
How are you getting there?
Airplane.
You're flying out.
That's your first mistake.
See,
you don't want to fly out there.
Take the train. Take the train. That's
a train through the water.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Okay. Touche. You made a good point. And you're going. Are you going to stay with him?
No, I'm just going like
for dinner.
Or
Where's that stripper from St. Louis? All right. So, Katie, what was your question?
Well, I heard you saying earlier that if you don't have many previous relationships, then your relationship doesn't work out. So I was wondering, like, do you think before I meet this guy, should I have a relationship here? Just get some experience or something?
Yeah, Katie, you're all kind of screwed up about relationships. This is not a relationship. This is a sort of a pen pal, okay? A relationship is someone you carry on with in the flesh on a regular basis.
At least a speaking relationship, because you're just on the internet, you're
especially transatlantic. That is not a relationship. That may be a friend. It may be a pen pal. That's not a romantic relationship. It's a fantasy. It's all kinds of things. But you better get on with having a real relationship here, as Adam would say, stateside.
Yeah. You know what I was just thinking about? Remember... remember geeks would talk to people in, like, Nova Scotia with ham radio?
This is what replaced
that. 70-foot antenna on top of the guy's house, and he's got his buddy.
Yeah.
These people in Russia and stuff you're talking to on a ham radio. And if somebody said, yeah, I got a girlfriend. I met her on the ham radio. She lives in she's in Hungary. You would have just laughed your ass off. You would have been like, are you high? Are you serious? What are you talking about? Somehow the internet has lent some sort of legitimacy to this. Like, we talk on the internet.
Okay. It's a Breakfast Club scenario.
Yeah.
When the kid, I've been laid in Niagara Falls.
Right.
You know, you can't really.
You gotta be on top of someone to get laid. I'm just saying.
Funny how that works.
If we use that.
Yeah.
Or on the bottom. I like it on the bottom, actually. But.
I
do because it's the least movement for me.
Oh, and you get the visual. Yeah, okay.
It's almost like a masturbating with like a furry oven mitten. That's the way I look at it. So I can close
furry
my eyes and fantasize about masturbating.
That's
great.
Awesome.
Yeah, hands-free masturbation.
Oh my
God. Awesome.
Remote, all the
you
way.
Guys got to try that. If you close your eyes, it's just like the real thing. It really is. But you gotta let your mind go. You know what I mean? If you open your eyes, you'll get caught up in the female form and stuff. Close your eyes.
God forbid.
Get to that zen place, and it'll be just like your hand. It's awesome.
Free.
Awesome.
Of a mitt.
Just like the old days.
Yeah, yeah. Son, you're back at home. Yeah. Stepmom's coming down the hall.
Oh,
yeah.
Mom, I'll be out in a minute.
You gotta fag it up quick. She's got a hungry man burning in the oven. All right. Where were we? Not a relationship.
Not a relationship.
Everyone replace internet with ham radio and tell me how it sounds.
Yes.
If it sounds as ridiculous, then it's off.
There you go.
All right.
It's a good rule. I like it.
Next.
Six.
Brianna.
Burning in the oven.
Oh. Brianna.
Hello?
Turn your radio down.
Hi.
Is your radio down?
My radio's down.
All right. What's up?
Well, I did not misquote you.
Mm-hmm.
You did say that these people are polluting the world.
Yes, yes.
And I think that is an unfair statement. I think it sends a negative vibe out there for people that are having kids or pregnant with children. I think that people that have gone through things in their family's upbringing, nobody has a perfect upbringing or a perfect family. And
yes.
I think that people, you know, that go through stuff like anything negative in their life, learn from it and maybe will not pass it on to their children.
No. I mean, not unless they've worked on it. We talked to people who deny it.
So every child that is living, including yourself, is polluting the world? Because don't tell me you had a perfect upbringing.
I want the earth to be inhabited by just a wildlife, solely. Just the coyote and the tarantula that tried to attack me in the street today.
The brilliant.
Well, look, I don't know what happened to you. Now I'm starting to guess something. What happened?
Do you have children? Do you have children?
No, I don't.
And are you planning to have children?
I want to take one at Drew's when I'm ready. As soon as I'm done remodeling my house, I'm going to take Drew's. I'm going to take the girl. Drew doesn't know about it. I want
you
to be a surprise. What's that?
Do you plan to have children?
Yes, I plan to have children.
And yours will not be polluting the world because you talked about...
They would have been... would have been had he not had the 15 years of therapy under his belt.
How dare you? 14.
14 years of therapy.
If I'd cranked out a kid when I was 21 with my junkie 18-year-old girlfriend, that kid would have polluted the world.
Okay.
As it is...
Okay, well, I think it should have been a less generalized statement.
Oh, who cares? Listen, look.
Well, I have children, and I care. I have children, and I think that young girls that are having children.
Where's the father?
Their father? He's at home. I'm on my way home right now to see him.
All right, now he works. He supports everybody.
Yes, he does.
Nobody
molests anybody. No, we have a wonderful family.
All right,
that's what we're advocating.
We're just saying
yeah, we're advocating that be people's goals, and if they can't do that, they shouldn't have kids.
She just wants an apology from you, Adam. Just give her an apology.
She's just argumentative.
I just don't want that your listeners to think that it's you know generally a negative thing to have either six children or two children. I mean, this girl called in.
No. Listen, here's what I want our listeners to walk away from this conversation with this knowledge. I don't want people to have kids when they're young. I think it's irresponsible, and I don't want them to have 6, 7, 8 kids
before they can afford to take care of them.
Even if they can't afford,
well, they can't afford to take care of themselves. Most of our callers, that's the problem.
Right. If you want to have 2, 3 kids when you're, you know, 25. Whatever financially responsible and emotionally ready to do it, then so be it. And we'll be living in a utopia in one generation.
Great. All right.
You think there's something wrong with that?
No, I don't. Not at all.
All right. Well, look, listen, I say it all the time. Are we going to have to worry about Drew's 3 kids growing up? No. Why not? Well, because Drew's got his head screwed on straight, and I don't want to turn this whole thing into a financial thing. You have to have enough money to take care of your kids. You don't have to be a doctor or a lawyer. That's fine. You can be a poor but proud kind of thing. But if you were abused and you got a lot of baggage and you got a lot of energy and maybe there's some substance abuse or there's a whole bunch of unresolved problems.
And you're having a kid to solve your problems. That is a acting out. Then you're not being fair to another human life.
Yes. Yes. I'm just saying, as the same reason we don't want our airplane pilots driving drunk or flying angry. The same thing. I want parents that are good parents, they're ready to be parents. And then we don't need prisons. Everyone can leave your door open at night. Ooh, is one of Drew's kids going to break in and rape you? Maybe the young Jordan?
No.
One of the boys. One of the boys, mine. Kid gives me the creeps.
We're bumming the band's high here.
No, but
you know what the problem is? We peaked early with the coast-to-coast porn star in the car with the three-ways and all that stuff in the works.
The only remedy is a me first and a gimme,
that's
gimme, gimme song.
There you go.
I think that's it.
And then a band question after the break.
All right. Well, let's hear a song then.
All right.
Should we do that?
Yeah.
All right, this is a little one.
I got to go potty anyways.
Sinead O'Connor, and this is nothing.
Prince.
It says Sinead O'Connor here.
It says by
Sinead O'Connor covered it, but it's a Prince song.
It's a Prince song.
Yeah. This album is all black artists. It's all black artist covers.
Celebration
it is?
Of black music.
Yep. It's a tribute to the greatest black artist. You can't say African-American because Seal is not an African-American.
Oh, sorry.
He's African.
All right. This is the one from Prince that Sinead O'Connor made famous.
Right. There you go.
Prince actually put it on an album, though, didn't he?
Yes.
Right.
I did. All right. Yeah, Nothing Compares to You.
It's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took your love away.
Lights, everybody.
Wow, is that for us?
They love us.
Me first in the Gimme Gimmes. We're going to take a break. It's the name of the CD. We're going to do that, and we'll be right back. LOVE LINE, phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fat Mike, Chris, and Dave are all here for Me First and the Gimme Gimmes. They will cover your song. We're done hearing stuff off the CD, but that doesn't mean you can't buy the CD. Take a break and listen to it yourself. Not only can you hear the songs that we've heard tonight, but other songs that are on the CD. Yes, Drew?
Yes, Adam.
All right.
And buy the vinyl, too, because you can't download the vinyl.
No.
The vinyl's real pretty.
Yeah, that's where you get the art. And what about the vinyl itself?
It's colored. It's colored
it
vinyl, yes. Green vinyl.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You ready
Very
to rock?
Special.
Good times.
Drew, you got a call?
Yep.
Didn't we have a call the band one to take?
Yeah, line one. Oh, they wanted the ink one, but we'll get to that.
All right. Steve?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
How's it going? I just was wondering if I could talk to the Gimmies.
Here
hey, here we are.
Yeah.
Ooh, coming back live.
What's up, you guys?
Nothing.
Hello?
Hello, we're here.
Yeah, we're just partying.
All right.
Getting the ephedrine ready to go. Here we are.
There you go. Hey, specifically the fat one.
All right. The fat, yeah. Stinky one.
Yeah. Listen, I've been a big fan of, like, NoFX for a long, long time. And I have to say, all you guys consistently produce good music, good, honest music. And it's always been a good place to go from, you know, other than what's on the radio and stuff. And I love it.
Thanks, dude. That's cool.
Heard you on the radio.
And I got a question. Now, I know you started NoFX when you were about, like, 15 or so.
16, yeah.
Yeah.
19 years ago.
Yeah, that's a long time. I was wondering, like, what has changed now that me being 17 and I'm really looking to get a band started and I want to be able to produce good music and have fun doing it. And I was wondering, though, like, what do I have to overcome, you know, now as opposed to back then?
Yeah, it's probably a lot harder now.
It is?
I think so. It was easy for us. We used to book our own tours, put out our own records.
Why is it harder?
There's so many bands now.
Oh.
And bands are a lot better, and everyone can record in their basement with Pro Tools.
The genre has grown.
Punk rock is the new pop, which is tough.
But it is easy. I mean, you did mention you could put out your own CD. Isn't that a help? I mean, provided you're good.
Well, we used to put out our own record.
Well,
but
the equipment, I mean... Most people couldn't press their vinyl back when.
Well, you know, for $1,000 you could. And we used
really?
To we used to get a van. I had a van. We used to book our own tours and go on the road by ourselves. Now you need an agent. A club isn't going to take you now.
Would you go bang on radio station doors these days?
College radio. These
College
days?
Radio. Yeah, these days.
I don't know these days. My advice to you is get in a band with your best friends and not worry about how good a musician someone is.
Oh,
that's,
really?
That's why the Gimme started, because we were on other bands, and we just started this band because we're all really good friends and alcoholics, which made
makes it easier to get along
for
with.
For good
yeah.
times.
Right.
Yeah, you got like one guy's born again, and he screws up the whole mix.
I'll leave my card for all of you.
Drew, do you actually have a card?
No.
Okay. You ought to get a card.
Yeah.
So do it for fun, and don't expect to make a living
don't
at it.
Don't think of the long term.
Because none of us did. Back in the 80s. Punk rock, there was absolutely no possible way you would ever make any money doing
only
it.
Only be disappointed if you think of the long
But
time.
You know, the point, and we've had a lot of bands on the show, and people call up and want to know how to make it and what to do, and it's usually the same answer, just do it because you love it and work hard at it and enjoy it.
That's asking the wrong question.
Yeah,
you know? It's not
right.
about how do you make it. People put too much emphasis in
making
our
it.
Culture today on celebrity status, and that's not the point. If you want to be a musician, do it because you
like music.
Like playing
yeah,
music.
If you're good, it'll work out.
And the Gimme Gimmes, our whole ethic was not trying very hard. We go, you know what? Let's not write our own music. Let's not spend a lot of time in the studio. And we've hardly toured at all.
Oh, this is Adam Carolla.
Yeah.
We did a five-day...
I'm going to play the
day
fish in this
Hawaiian
band.
Tour. We did a five-day
yeah.
Hawaiian tour in 10 days.
When's that coming? We already did that?
No, we did that.
Oh, Christ.
We did a four-day European tour.
A four-day yeah. European tour. Last year, we played one show, and it was a wedding. You
wow.
know, we do
you
not
got a bar mitzvah
try.
Coming.
We got a bar mitzvah. We yeah. do not try hard. We do not work hard. We don't write our own songs, and we're doing great.
That's great.
So that's
See,
our work
Drew,
ethic.
I told you.
Yes, you're right.
I told you all my not working and napping would pay off one day. But what I wanted to say is Fat Mike, and by the way, Fat Mike not very fat, which is a wonderful strategy, because all people go, he's not so fat.
Right.
He's not so fat. So I get worse. If you name yourself Buff Mike, people will be like, he's kind of fat to be calling himself Buff Mike, don't you think? Ripped Mike? I don't think so. Try Fat Mike.
I like Ripped Mike, though. That's a good one.
But getting together with people you enjoy being with. I mean, you got your choice between a drummer who's great and a guy who's so-so, but you really like the guy who's so-so.
That's me. Put him in the band.
That's
me. Right.
Hangs a little sheetrock. Not great on the skins, but knows his way around a pair of drywall stilts.
I know my way around a bar.
That's
so,
right.
Hey,
no, because he can improve, but the personality's never going to improve.
That's right.
All right.
That's why Adam and I hang out.
I don't think I like the way that one went, but hey,
And if you're going to sit in a van with these guys for 18 hours at a time, you better get along.
We rarely do that.
Well, not you guys. I mean, for the young 17-year-olds that are calling.
And tour Hawaii, because it's a good time.
Adrian?
Yeah. Lots of good guys.
Yeah, I'm here.
So are we.
Are you there?
Yeah. We're here.
We're here.
Okay. I actually just wanted to call and kind of, it was on defense of Adam against the whole polluting the world thing, and I know you can handle yourself.
Hang on a second, Adrian. It reminded me of something.
Hmm.
You know, with the recall going of Governor Davis in California, you only need $3,500 and 60 signatures. I think your time has come, Adam.
To make my move?
Make your move for governor.
I'd like to do that.
It's $3,500, 60 signatures. We got at least 12 signatures right here.
For you, definitely. Twice.
Let's go.
It's time. I'll be lieutenant.
And I'm going to be old school, too. Like, I would wear a top hat and a vest around with, like, a watch chain on it. I would smoke a cigar.
Travel by caboose.
Yeah.
Honest Adam.
We'll put up the money for you.
Yeah, definitely.
Gimme.
Do a tour.
We'll be your
tour band.
Yeah, I would enjoy that. And here's what I would do. Here's what I think the problem with a lot of these guys are is they focus, they spread themselves too thin. For me, I would focus just on traffic congestion. That's it. It's like if you're tired of sitting in your car, you vote Corolla.
I think we should come in. We should 10% pay cut to all government officials.
Yeah.
And then all government institutions required to cut by 10% their budget.
Every speech would be. Vote for Corolla and send those fat cats in Washington a message. That's all. I just repeat that over and over and over.
Sacramento.
Yeah, vote for Corolla.
Sacramento.
That's in where?
California.
Right here.
Oh, you kidding me?
Yeah, Sacramento. Just say it. They'll know what you mean.
Well, I want to live here in the capital, Los Angeles. I'm not going out to bum-ass Sacramento. But here's the point. Vote for Corolla sends a message to those fat cats in Sacramento. That's, I pronounce that right?
Yeah, say it. Just
that's right. Send a message to the fat cats. Vote Corolla.
Well, guys, basically, I mean, I was calling to back you up. I know what you were saying, and it's like people should know.
All right, I can't take people agreeing with me. It's more uncomfortable than people disagreeing with me.
Let's talk about how great we all are.
Yeah.
Can we get some callers?
But Adrian, thank you for your support.
Thank you for agreeing.
Yeah.
All right, we have
Do you want the ink one?
Oh, yeah, you guys want to take the tat call?
Yeah.
All right, let's talk to Don. Don?
Hi.
You're 14?
Yeah.
Hey, are you about ready to send a message to those fat cats in Sacramento?
Yeah.
All right, then you vote for Corolla.
Oh, yeah.
I'll deliver that message personally.
It starts here.
I will have my assistant deliver that message personally. You understand?
Uh-huh.
It's going to be the 10% ticket.
That's right.
10% pay cut, 10% downsize.
Everything.
Everything. Except healthcare. Healthcare and safety issues.
That's right. Get doctors rich and back on the golf course where they belong.
That's
right. I agree with Drew.
Not doctors.
Go ahead.
Okay, so, like, if I heard about this thing where you, like, cut into your skin and then put, like, pen ink in there,
mm-hmm.
and then you let it heal over and it becomes, like, a tattoo.
Right.
Like, I was wondering if, the ink could poison your skin or something.
That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah.
It's going to look terrible. So it's probably not a good idea.
Sounds
you're 14?
Like an infection.
Yeah.
Donna, you sound horribly depressed. What's going on? Huh?
What?
You sound really depressed. What's going on?
Oh, well, kind of, yeah.
Yeah, I should say.
Well, what kind of... I want to talk about it, too. But you just put an incision in your arm and dump it into the hole?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a form of... what do you call that?
Or take a needle.
It's like a prison tattoo. I thought you had to get a piece of piano wire and do it something.
You don't
want to
do that. You really don't want to, especially at your age.
It's no bueno.
Wait till you're 34 to get a tattoo like me.
Like
do you cut on yourself generally, Don?
Sometimes.
Yeah, you're a cutter.
What's the matter? What happened to you?
Well, like, I was molested.
Who molested you?
My dad.
Your dad? Hey, when I'm in charge, he'll be gone. I'll put an M80 up his ass. We'll blow him up. Send a message to those fat cats in Sacramento.
Right, once again, yeah.
That's right. Rectal M80s for all molesters. Where's your dad now?
I don't know. My parents got divorced when I was like 4.
Okay. Did your mom remarry?
No.
All right. Good. Well, that's good.
That's good.
So I don't think I would have liked that guy either.
Mm-hmm.
And how are you getting along with your mom now?
It's okay.
You do? Get along?
Yeah, pretty much.
Have you had any treatment for all this?
No. Well, I mean, like, I had therapy for a little while.
Yeah, maybe time again if you're cutting on yourself. That's a sign that things are not going well.
How about a little more therapy, Don?
Okay.
All right.
Better than putting a tattoo in. You don't have to be miserable like this. You don't.
Where you're in Berkeley?
Well, I'm in Albany, but yeah. I live near Berkeley.
I'm going to send a message to those fat cats in Albany, by the way.
That's when you're running for New York governor.
Oh, you're in that Albany?
He means Albany.
Yeah,
Albany,
California.
Albany,
California. Yeah, fat cats. I got them there. Don?
Mm-hmm.
What grade are you in?
I'm going into 9th.
Okay. So you're starting high school?
Yeah.
All right. You're going to a regular high school?
Yeah.
All right. So here's what you got to do. Let me work my plan out for you.
Okay.
You're angry. Your father molested you. You should be angry. You should be depressed. But don't walk around wearing it on your sleeve.
Don't take it out on yourself.
And don't take it out on yourself by rolling your sleeve up and cutting yourself. Don't try to. You have any friends?
Well, I did, but they all moved away or in, like, lower grades than me.
So, all right. Well, you'll make new friends when you go to high school. But you won't make new friends if you're pissed off all the time.
And cutting's bad. If you want to hurt yourself, pinching hurts really bad.
Yeah, that's much worse.
Yeah. And here's what I'm going to say. Don't cut yourself, kids. Cut school.
Right,
that's
right.
Going to be one of my messages.
You know, in just a couple of years, she'll be able to borrow a fake ID or something and go get a real tattoo.
Yeah, get a nice-looking tattoo.
So you might as well just wait a couple of years.
Get a gimme album. It'll cheer you up anyways.
Then you're just going to have to get it covered up later, and that's a drag.
So go back to therapy. Would you, Don?
Yeah, therapy. Key. Once again, key.
We all gave each other lip tattoos. Did you see this?
Yeah, we got.
Oh, my God.
Oh. See,
what do they say?
Gimme gimmies.
I have to go back and get mine done for the third time.
Why? Why?
Because the last gimme.
Yeah, it falls out.
Came out, so.
That's
fine. Whoever said you get a tattoo, it's forever? Well, this is the third time, and it's still not sticking.
I got mine done 3 times.
Too. Do they hurt like a.
They're getting worse.
No, you know, it's amazing. It's so quick, and it doesn't really hurt that bad at all. It heals up, like, overnight.
Mine hurt a lot.
Wait.
The third time hurt really bad.
Quick is like a fraction of a second.
You haven't done 3 times.
Quick is like 10 minutes.
It doesn't.
It'll kill
her.
Like a normal
tattoo.
No, it's like going to the
soldering
dentist.
Soldering iron held your lip.
Yeah, it's like going to the dentist for getting a filling, getting drilled, and they're drilling your lip instead of your tongue.
Right.
Drew got a tat on his lip once, but it was just a rub-on on a guy's penis.
Hey, you know, can I ask you a question about this tattoo? Because
Dr. Drew,
the ink never took on just that little orange part, and it periodically gets all freaky.
What is that? What is that of, by the way? Roll the sleeve
heart.
Up. Let's take a look.
It's a big
that's good. It's traditional.
Really
it's
weird.
Got a
like,
dagger
I've
going
I've never
through
seen
it.
Anything like that.
It's scarring.
It's been that way since I got that in 1997.
Forever. That red just doesn't
it's
take.
It's only in the little orange area.
But that's scarring here. It's weird.
You didn't cut that and pour ink into it, Chris?
I didn't. Mm. But I would if that would help.
Huh.
It's kind of disgusting.
Never seen that.
All right, let's.
Uh-oh.
It's probably just cancer.
Yeah, probably.
Carly?
Yeah.
Moving on.
All right. Hey, you guys and me first in the Gimme Gimmes. I'm a tattoo apprentice. You guys should come to me to get your touch-ups done.
Where you at?
I'm in Utah, if you want to make the journey.
We'll drive. It's
right
after more scenic.
Take a Mary Carly's van.
It's a date.
Mary Carey's.
Or
the Miata.
Hey, Carly, you have a question?
We got to take a break, though.
Oh, yeah. I'll let her ask her question.
All right.
Okay, well, I was just wondering, my boyfriend's been clean 60 days from heroin, but technically 45, because for 15 days he was on the drug Buprenex, and he has absolutely zero sex drive. Like, I mean, it's in the negative. Like, nothing. And he went to his doctor and got on Viagra, but all it does is just give him an erection. It doesn't like lead to any sex drive. Right. And I just want to know if it gets better or if it's a lost cause.
It can give you a boner, but it can't move your ass.
You're from Salt Lake, right? Salt Lake City?
That's your new tag for your campaign.
That's right.
Give you a boner, but won't move your ass?
Yeah.
Yep, and 10% off, and 10%, taking it to the fat cats up in Sacto.
There it is.
Well, a vote for me is a message to the fat cats in either Washington or Sacramento, whatever reads better to you.
Right.
Or possibly both.
Yeah.
Wait, you know what else I'm doing? Uh-oh. Putting fat cats on notice.
Oh.
I'm putting them on notice. That's what I'm doing. Not official notice, but a vote is a sort of invisible
double
notice.
Double secret probation
they know
type of notice.
It's a notice that they won't notice. They're on notice. They just won't notice it. But soon they will when I send a message to fat cats. Right, Drew? And Drew, I want you as my first lady.
Lieutenant.
A lieutenant governor. Yeah. That's right.
Work.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Hey, buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Me first in the Gimme Gimmes here tonight. CD's called Take a Break. And I'll tell you something. You buy the CD...
You'll send a message to the fat cats in Sacramento.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I'll tell you what, fellas. The buck stops here.
Because
I'm putting people on notice that the buck stops here, and the buck stops where we send the notice to the fat cats.
When you buy the CD.
That's right.
Right.
And a new broom sweeps clean. I'm going to be nothing but cliches. That's all. Gray Davis, stitching time saves nine. But that horse has left the barn, gentlemen. The ship has sailed. You need the new broom in there. Oh, yeah.
Clean it up.
That and a quarter will get you a cup of coffee. Yeah, so I'll be like part junior college football coach with all that. I want you to see you guys go to the election box hell-bent for leather. Like, you know, with a bunch of crazy, like, college cliche, like, coach cliches, and then some will just be old stuff from the turn of the century.
Mix that with, like, a construction site foreman.
That's right.
That'd be good, too.
Yeah, and a little sort of...
Got a dollar waiting on a dime.
Yeah, we got a dime holding up a dollar here, fellas. Can't see it from my house. That'll be my argument. Like, there's toxics, there's pollutants in the river. Can't see it from my house. Let's go, fellas. We ain't building a piano. That's the other good,
one.
Yeah.
All right, Carly.
All right, Carly.
So your boyfriend's how old?
My boyfriend, he's 27.
27. I can't see him from my house.
How long was he on heroin for?
I'm sorry, what?
How long was he on heroin?
He was on heroin for a year and a half.
And is he on anything? He got off on buprenorphine and Buprenex. And is he on anything else right now? Carly? Oh, come on.
Stay with us.
Really? Did she just drop out?
She just nodded off is what it's called.
Carly?
Oh, boy.
All right.
Wait.
We're getting crickets.
Is that a sound effect, or is that...
No, she's gone.
All right.
Kind of
sounded like
effect.
Something weird.
It's
like
the nut-off.
Nighttime crickets.
All right, who else do you want to speak to?
Anyway, let me just answer the question.
Yeah.
Yeah, people for 6 months are not thinking about sex. They're trying to sleep. Their moods are off.
Yeah.
Oftentimes on some residual medication to help deal with the withdrawal. It is everything in their life has to be focused on staying sober, and sex is not a big part of the game. Though, when they do get sort of interested in sex, it's sort of... an attempt to use the arousal systems again that they're used to using, that the heroin would have activated, and so they will do sort of like dramatic things in extreme relationships and a lot of drama.
It becomes a substitute, actually.
It can become a substitute.
Sexaholic right after,
Another thing.
The first 3 to 6 months of sobriety is very,
another thing I'm going to do on my campaign is I will put the in front of every group.
Yeah.
The gays, the blacks, the Mexican. I'll put the in front. You know, makes people, it endears you to the people that aren't in those groups. And it's not technically a racial slur.
Strom Thurmond strategy.
It's good because the group that you put the in front of can't technically get mad because all you did was put a the in front of them. And then all the other people that aren't in that group, they like you for putting the in front of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
You know, that's a good
just
point.
Just send a message.
I'm going to send
fat cats
and to the gays and the blacks and the Mexicans up in Washington or Sacramento. Drew, you sure I can't send a message to Washington? I'm putting them on notice I'm doing.
After your governor, you send messages to Washington.
That's right.
Yeah, Josh, 17.
All right.
Messages about what a great state California is.
Sacramento not in L.A.?
No. Well, it all connects in one way or another.
Hi, Josh.
Hi.
Yeah, and yeah. I'm gonna finish that bullet train that was supposed to go to Vegas about 170 years ago. Yeah. That's job one.
There's an idea.
Job one, get that bullet train finished.
You'll be in like oh. flying in a second if you can get that thing fired.
Because the hour flight is Jesus. Just not short enough.
White.
Josh?
Go ahead.
Yeah?
What's
yeah.
up?
Okay, well, me and my girlfriend, we've been dating for a little over a year now.
Think about all the jobs that'll create, that bullet train. Go ahead, Josh.
Yeah, all the Chinese working on the railroad.
And,
The Chinese.
Oh, I didn't say, is it those?
No, all those.
Okay. All the Chinese working on the railroad. Yeah, be great.
All right, Josh, what about this relationship?
All right, well, we've established that we're ready to have sex, and
you've established.
We've established. We, meaning him and his joint.
It's done.
Me and my penis had we did some soul search. We did some ball searching. We really did.
All right,
we sat down on the toilet.
And the question is?
Well, we talked about it, and she's on the
heart-to-heart on. Yeah.
Is she
ready
everything
and everything,
also?
But she's really sensitive down below.
What does that mean?
Well, like, you know, if I touch her, she'll, like, cry if I do it the wrong place, you know? Jesus. But I'm wondering, yeah. is there, like, a certain kind of condom I should use to make it any easier on her?
Yeah, they have a down one.
They have what?
It's a thread count, 750. It's amazing. It's a little nappy. Yeah.
Bunches
it's a,
sometimes.
It's more of a muff than it is a condom. But
lube it.
You have some KY jelly and warm
lube
it up.
Lube it.
Yeah, I'm worried. Here, a standard Trojan condom is fine. They make sort of different sizes. There's a Magnum if you're more endowed, but just you know, a plain old condom is fine with KY water based lubricant, as we said. But I don't think that's going to do anything for the kinds of reaction that she's having. I'm not sure she's ready to have sex if you're touching her triggers tears.
Okay,
that's a little weird.
Okay.
Yeah, she have any history that we don't have any time to get into?
No, she just gets pregnant really easy. That's why we're like...
Wow. All right.
But that's not history.
Well, so no, I don't mean her, but, you know, her family, like her mom, they've gotten pregnant really easily.
No, that has nothing to do with her.
All right.
How about
all right, listen.
Keep the morning after pill around, too, if you
just happened to you her. Need to send a message to her vulva. All right?
All right.
Those fat vulvas in Washington.
Yeah.
You need to put a condom on, son. Here's another thing I'm going to do, Drew. Chicken in every pot. Joint in every condom.
Yeah.
I don't know. I got to work
that
one out.
No, work that one out.
Two cars right in every garage, a chicken in every pot, and a tampon in every coos.
Okay,
some of these beats have to be worked out.
Yeah.
I'm not saying this is a finished product. I'm bouncing. What we're doing is we're brain. I'm scanning here.
We'll have it set during the break.
All right.
Here we go.
We'll be back.
Well, that's the show. We're in the new studios. We got out of the gate a little bumpy. I blame Drew and the fat cats up in Washington for that. But
well, I got the message.
Yeah, because I'm sending a message.
Yeah.
Okay, you got it?
I got it.
And then I'll check you off my list. We got out bumpy, but I think we hit our stride.
Yeah.
And then fell apart toward the end.
Yeah.
But that's all right. We can all go home. We'll live to do another show. I want to thank Fat Mike, Chris, and Dave all here from Me First and the Gimme Gimmies. And go out and get the CD, take a break. Please. It is worthwhile listening. Thanks, guys. Good seeing you
thanks for
all again.
Us on.
Thanks
again.
For having us here.
And we'll see you soon, either in your old bands or with your new bands or whatever form your music takes. Putting the record buying community on notice.
Yeah.
So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.